Hello and welcome back to my FPL channel. I'm FPL Dean and today you're here for game week 29. Yes, the very first blank game week of the season, differentials, because look, everyone's trying to get a leg up. Everyone's trying to navigate this blank game week as better as they possibly can. Maybe you're on a free hit, maybe you're wildcarding. If you are, join me for tomorrow's video because that is where I'm going to show you my best free hit draft, my best wildcard draft for this particular game week. Before we go any further, though, I just want to give a shout-out to Peter Bryles. Peter Bryles, you are the very first channel member that's joined the channel. Thank you very much. Please feel free to do so if you want to. It's entirely up to you. But I can guarantee you, when I get my merchandise shop up and running, you'll be getting a free FPL D-Unit shirt at the end of the season with my current rank on that I end up finishing on. So thank you very much, and shout-out to you. And please, with that being said, please like the video, subscribe if you haven't done so already. The aim is to get to 1,000 subs before the end of the season, so please help me do that. And without further ado, let's jump into it. So, differential notes for game week 29. Where are we? Don't know why it says double game week 29. It should say B. I've obviously pressed a typo there. That is the very first mistake. That's the only mistake. I can guarantee you the only mistake. Look, I do work full time, so you have to forgive me. This is not my actual job. And I do this mainly for everyone else out there that hopefully finds me entertaining. So blank game week is here. With many are planning to wildcard in 30 to 31. Now, at the moment, I am scheduled to potentially do my wildcard in 31. If I wildcard in 31 and I don't do anything stupid this week, which potentially there is still points to do that. Obviously, 1 week punts now, with the fact that you're going to be wildcarding in 30 or 31, are 100% on. And today's differentials is going to be slightly different because of the fact that some of these players are over 10% owned. I've whacked them in there because I think that they are the four best players that I would like from the different teams that I've got in there that aren't stupidly owned by like 30, 40% plus. It's actually just under 20%, except one player that I think is 20.4%. So that's the prerogative for this week. It is slightly different. And I can tell you that most of the midfielders and forwards are actually very similar to what they've been the last few weeks. But goalkeepers, Sarr, Areola, Kepa, and Sells. Sells is in there because I just think he is the best goalkeeper if you're buying this week, and that's probably where I'm going to go as well. Defenders, it's Kerkez, Aitnori, Timber, Tawoski, Wan-Bissaka, Milenkovic, Castagna, and Gvardiol. Gvardiol only makes it because I think he is the best City defender and lots of people are looking to buy him, and I actually think that he is actually a really good buy, especially for his price as well. He's not over 6 million, so he meets the criteria of just sneaking into a D-unit team. Midfield, Neto is there only because of the fact that I think Chelsea will give Arsenal some problems and I think he's better than Nkunku and all the rest. But he's there. I don't really like him, so I'm not going to be talking about him other than that right there. Fernandes, Semenyo, Savinho, Matoma, Bellegarde, Gibbs-White, Foden, Alanga, Bowen. Now, I haven't covered obviously all these players, but Alanga's a really good shout. So is Phil Foden, if you're willing to take a bit of a risk on Pep Roulette. And so is Semenyo. Semenyo is obviously way less owned than Clivert, but most people are probably going to be buying Clivert. And Bellegarde, if you want to attack the Southampton fixture and you expect Wolves to score, I quite like him as a shout, but I'm not going to be covering him. He doesn't make the top four players here. In the forward line, it's Raul, Marmoush, Ferguson, Delap, Beto, Diao Pedro comes back in here. Van Linssen and Strand Larsen. Realistically, Diao Pedro is probably the best pick out of that lot down there, actually, outside of Van Linssen. However, he's not getting covered because I just think that the fixture itself is actually really difficult. And for me, that counted against him. Also, I just want to shout out that last night, Isak blanked. As predicted, I kept him on my bench for 2 weeks in a row and he got 2 points over those 2 weeks. I'm not going to say I'm a genius, but I was pretty happy with the fact that he blanked. Bowen unfortunately blanked and so did Wan-Bissaka, which is not what I expected. And Graham Potter, for the first time, I've got an assistant manager with table bonus wrong. So that was disappointing. But I did mean that I did get a green arrow. So I'm up from 4,687 to 4,237. And also, Shamar Cash with me is still on top with 2,037 points. And Fratton Faithful 69 got a grand total of 77 points with his assistant manager on Ange Postecoglou this week. So he did really well there. And yeah, Chris Galway, well done, mate. You're the top scorer this particular game week in the league. So the fixture difficulty rating for game week 29, and we can see there's some unusual teams, and look, Manchester United, this is the only time they're probably going to make it until they play Wolves in game week 33. But this is the week. 1 week punt, Man United, Bruno Fernandes, hello. He's probably the player I would recommend the most this week as a differential. He's actually gone over 10% now. He's actually gone up in price overnight as well. But he is just someone I like the look of. That Leicester fixture screams some sort of return for him. And he's off the back of 29 points. If you saw my preview yesterday, 29 points in the last 3 weeks. He's been dominant and he hasn't actually played the worst teams in the world. He's actually just been a very good player. As you can see there, Wolves, Bournemouth, Man City, Nottingham Forest, West Ham and Everton all have beautiful fixtures this week. Outside of that, I don't think it's actually that good a week for defenders. But yeah, that's what I'll say on that. That game week 29 fixture difficulty rating, that's what it is. Those are the seven teams I think you need to be targeting with any free hit draft. Wildcard draft is slightly different because I think you want to keep assets that are actually blanking this week for game week 30 and beyond. As you can see there, in game week 30, Newcastle United have a nice run of fixtures. So do Liverpool. And Crystal Palace has an absolute doozy in game week 30 with Crystal Palace. They all have to be in your line of thinking. So don't count out those teams just because they're blanking this particular week. So, the only system manager with table bonus this week, and yes, I had to double check that there was only one, and this is because Southampton play Wolves, and there's no table bonus there. This is because Ipswich Town play someone that's not high up as well. I can't remember who it was off the top of my head. No, they play Nottingham Forest. There is a second one. I just didn't count them because I don't think there's any chance of them actually getting a result. I don't think Kieran McKenna's got any hope of getting anything against Nottingham Forest. And I think I just looked at the fixtures and I said, this is the man. If there's ever a time for Ruud van Nistelrooy to get a result, it's at home against Manchester United, who didn't want to keep him on. And being a United fan, I wouldn't even begrudge him if he got a result here. And realistically, he's the only one. Yes, there is a second table manager with bonus, but I think I just wanted to give a shout out to Ruud. Like, I am just rooting for this guy. Realistically, I wouldn't be playing the assistant manager this week because the fixtures are just bad in general for table bonus. And like when you're relying on Leicester, and this is why I think that you need to play your assistant manager chip earlier rather than later. If you play on 36-38, you're probably going to run into some problems in terms of the games with the table bonus are going to be complete dead rubbers to the point where the team that's below has just got zero chance of getting a win. And I think that that's what we're starting to see. Like Leicester, Ipswich, Southampton, I don't think can be counted on at all. And Crystal Palace are fast moving up. And Man United and Tottenham just do not look like getting it together, who also would have quite a few chances at table bonus. Realistically, it then comes down to West Ham and probably Everton. And again, their fixtures are not looking flash. I don't expect David Moyes to be picking up a lot of points over from here on in after this week through to the rest of the season. But if you were still on your assistant manager this week, I think I'd go with Ruud van Nistelrooy and chase the table bonus. There's every chance they get a result, especially with Man United in the Europa League. They could crash out of that. It's too early to tell. On Thursday night, this will be much easier to gather because we'll know if Man United are still in the Europa League, how tired they are, or whether they're going to be on a complete come down because of the fact they've lost. So it's just one of those ones. I wouldn't be recommending assistant manager this week, but that is the person I'd probably go to with table bonus if I was that way inclined. So, onto the goalkeeper differentials for game week 29, and three of the four are exactly the same. Jorgensen's nicked off. He's now been dumped again as number one goalkeeper for Chelsea. God knows what's going on there. It's too hard to pick. But you have to admit that if you're after a goalkeeper this week, yes, he costs $5 million. He's nowhere near as cheap as the other three. But Matt Sells has kept 12 clean sheets in 28 games. That's almost one every two games. That's insanely good. 1.22 expected goals per 90, again, is also significantly the least on this list. Bonus points, he's got 10 of them for the season. He does cost $5 million, but you pay for what you get. Ipswich away, Man United at home, Aston Villa away. Probably at least one, maybe two clean sheets in the next 3 weeks. I just think that he's the best keeper. If you want to look at Kepa though, and Kepa would have been number one if it wasn't for the fact that he was god-awful on the weekend against Bournemouth. Oh, sorry, for Bournemouth against Tottenham. What am I on about? Lost the plot. He was pathetic. His positioning was caught out for the first goal, and then he gave away the penalty. Not what you want to be seeing. Again, the clean sheets here, he's only kept 5. 4 bonus points. He does cost significantly less, and you would argue that the fixtures in front of him, Brentford at home, Ipswich at home, West Ham away, look pretty good for clean sheets potentially. Potentially in the second two, maybe not this week. I think Brentford's attack potentially will score against Bournemouth, but it does look pretty good, right? Then we go to Areola. He's got Everton away, Wolves away, Bournemouth at home. Again, fairly decent fixtures for the next two. Game week 31, not so much. I expect Bournemouth to score a few goals at West Ham. But again, he's a pretty good shout. Then Jose Sarr, someone that I'm strongly considering, along with Sells. He's probably the two here that I'm looking at. Southampton away, West Ham at home, and then Ipswich away. I feel like potentially, if I do wildcard on 31, I'll get Southampton and West Ham. They do give me hope for clean sheets there. Not necessarily banking on it, but I feel like potentially we could see clean sheets there, and it's something to keep in mind. Again, all these guys are really low owned. The last three, 4.2% for Areola, 2.9% for Kepa and Jose Sarr, and they're all pretty damn cheap. It can all save money and free it up for other moves in your team, especially if you've got Alisson Becker like me dropping it down, or you might just be moving Fabianski up to one of them and just using 0.1 to do it to field a goalkeeper this weekend. So the defender differentials this week, what have we got? Well, we've got Kirkez. He's at 16.4% ownership, but he is by far the best pick from that Bournemouth defence. Brentford at home, Ipswich at home, West Ham away. I would argue there's a good chance of 2 clean sheets in there for Kirkez and Bournemouth. Yes, he does cost a lot more than Hoytson. Hoytson obviously does cost 4.5 million. Kirkez costs 5.1. Highly likely to rise again. This dude is elite. I can't believe I got him at 4.4 on wildcard all the way back whenever it was. What a pickup. And he's been absolutely brilliant on my team. And I'm very happy I owned him. Again, 2 goals, 5 assists. He's got lots of attacking returns as well. It's essentially 1 every 4 games attacking returns. In fact, it is 1 in every 4. So that's really good. And that's what you want. 8 Nori, I actually bought into my team last weekend on the deadline stream. Southampton away, West Ham United at home, Ipswich away. Again, that does give me hope for clean sheets. He's actually risen in price overnight as well. He's up to 4.8 mil. Again, he's got 8 attacking returns, so 1 in every 4. You would expect potentially one of them over the next 3, maybe 2. 0.14 expected goal involvement. There's so much to love here. I think he's a great player. The one player I don't own on this list, and one that I'm potentially looking at buying this week, is Gvardiol. I would expect he's going to most likely rise to 6 million by the end of this week. He's scored 5 goals for the season. He's got 7 clean sheets, the most on this list outside of Milinkovic. But his expected goal involvement per 90 is 0.25. That is elite. Like, that is just behind Trent. I think he is the second best attacking defender in the league this season. You're paying for what you get, right? 0.25 is elite level attacking ability from a defender. I really like that, and I think he's great value. Again, 20.5% ownership. He does sneak in there just because I think he is the best asset from Man City to own in terms of defender. And I think he's almost 100% nailed in terms of Pep Roulette. And then we're back onto another one of my owned defenders. Milinkovic, 8.4% ownership. Ipswich away, Man United at home, Aston Villa away. This dude has got 16 points in the last 3 weeks. He's been unbelievably good. 0.15 expected goal involvement per 90, 1.22 expected goals conceded per 90, 3 goals, 1 assist, 12 clean sheets for the season along with Sells. You can see why so many people want to double up on the Forest defence. They are elite. The only problem I've got is I don't know if I want one of the other ones, Gibbs White or Sells, but I'll be getting one of them and then I'll be tripled up on Nottingham Forest. That is the issue that my team particular holds because obviously I've got the Chris, the Woody Woodpecker up front. Again, he's not 4.5 million. That is another typo. I actually had 2 slides up here, 2 different ones. He is 4.8 million. So don't get confused by that. That is a typo, 4.5. 4.8 million. He's a great asset. I definitely like him. He is amazing. And I wouldn't be surprised if he got another 6 points or maybe even more this week against Ipswich away. Yeah, I'm excited for what he can deliver on my team this week. He will not be the last person on my bench this week. I can promise you that after 3 weeks being there. So the midfielder differentials, 3 of these 4 remain the same. And I love them. I love all of them. Bruno Fernandes is the 6th rated midfielder for terms of points for the season. Jared Bowen is 8th and Gibbs White is 15th. Like, these guys are so good. Like, they're so good. They're great assets. They've got great runs. Well, other than Bruno, they've got really good fixture runs. And I would argue Nottingham Forest away for Bruno is actually not that bad. But Leicester away is brilliant. Again, he scored another goal. He's now got 2 goals, 2 assists in his last 3 weeks, 29 points, 7 goals and 9 assists now for the season, 8.4 million. He has risen in price overnight, which adds to my team value. 0.33 expected goals per 90, 0.21 expected assists. I love him. He is my favourite player to buy this week. If you want a player to buy that you don't own, he's the one. Gibbs White, 6.6% ownership he's gone up to now, which is about 1% higher than last week already. 0.19 expected goals per 90, 0.19 expected assists. 5 goals, 9 assists for the season. He got another assist on the weekend, 6.5 million. He's brilliant. Jared Bowen was disappointing overnight. He's now gone up to 9.6% ownership. He's also risen in price to 7.5 since last week. Still 7 goals and 7 assists for the season. That's 1 in every 2 he delivers. 0.26 expected goals, 0.21 expected assists. He's great. Now, Phil Foden can consider himself exceptionally unlucky not to make the list this week. But Savinho started the last 5 weeks for Manchester City. He actually has better expected goal involvement than Phil Foden. Now, Phil Foden has 0.29 expected goals. No, sorry, 0.27 expected goals and 0.29 expected assists per 90. Savinho, though, has slightly less goal involvement, 0.26, 0.01 difference there, but he has 0.04 better expected assists per 90. He's only obviously scored the 1 goal, whereas Foden scored a boatload more, but he's scored 10 assists for the season. I didn't realise Savinho had 10 assists for the season. 6.2 million, he's dirt cheap as well. If you're selling a Cole Palmer to fund an Erling Haaland transfer, Savinho is a great pick. Like, he's a great pick. He's cheaper than Gibbs White as well by 0.3, and it might mean that you don't have to make an extra transfer in order to free up those funds. Definitely worth a shout. I really like him, and I think a lot of people are going to be overlooking him. 2.5% ownership. He is the definition of differential in the midfield this week. And then lastly, on to the forward differentials for game week 29. So Raul Jimenez comes in instead of Marmoush. Marmoush got benched, and I'm scared of Pep Roulette. And obviously, the only forward you really want from Man City, you have to pay up for. 14.7 million, it's Erling Haaland. Don't be wasting 7.2 million on Marmoush. You don't know if he's going to be starting. That's a problem. 7.6% ownership Raul is, and I really liked, he obviously scored on the weekend in that loss at Brighton. 5.5 mil, his expected goal involvement is just so good as well. Like 0.61 expected goal involvement combined. 10 goals, 3 assists. Tottenham at home screams points. And I think he'll start. Like, there's a week in between games. I'm pretty confident he starts. Arsenal away and Liverpool at home are not flash. Let's be honest. So in reality, he is the definition of a one-week punt. And realistically, he wouldn't be the top of my list. The top of my list is actually Van Linssen. He was back, as predicted, in the starting lineup after the FA Cup. He's already gone from 0.6% ownership to 1.6. He's highly likely to rise in price, I would suggest, before the deadline. He obviously scored against Tottenham, 0.46 expected goals per 90, 0.08 expected assists, 6 goals, 4 assists, and he's probably on penalties if Semenyo's not on the field. And Semenyo didn't play that well. He did cramp up. So if he's not on the field, I think if Kluivert's not on the field, then I think Van Linssen will take the penalties. I think that realistically, they'll both be probably on the field for the same amount of time, but it's just something to keep in mind. Strand Larsen, the fixtures just screamed that he should be getting summoned. So, like, if you're after a 2 week punt or a 3 week punt, if you're going to wild card around that time, I don't mind it. I don't know if he'll deliver, but the fixtures tell me that if there is a player that you're going to target because of the fixtures, it's either a Van Linssen or it's Strand Larsen. The next 3 weeks for both are fantastic fixtures. There's a lot to love there. I just don't know if it's worth the risk. I think I'd probably prefer a Van Linssen over Strand Larsen, but if the money's a problem and you want to save 0.4, Strand Larsen's a worthy shout. Beto, again, if you want to save an extra 0.1 for just a 1 week punt, West Ham at home, great option. Great option. He's actually got the highest expected goals per 90 of these four forwards. I really like him here. Yes, he's been unlucky the last couple of weeks. 0.71 expected goal involvement against Wolves. I don't know how he didn't return. Just unfortunate. I would expect him to probably get someone here at West Ham, and that would be where I'd be going with that. So that concludes the differentials for game week 29. Let me know if there's someone that I should have included on the list at the very beginning that I talked through that maybe you wanted a bit more insight. If there is, let me know. Whack it in the comments. I will look at it in my transfer tips on Thursday video. But yeah, essentially, I think there's lots of players here that I've identified today that potentially you can fill a wild card draft out with that you can definitely use a free hit draft on that are going to be great, especially for 1 week punts. A lot there, and Bruno's definitely my favourite. I think he'll be brilliant. If he doesn't deliver this week, I'm going to send him a card and say he's off the good list and back on the naughty list, and he'll probably get shipped out of my team. But other than that, yeah, there's a lot to love. Please, before you go, like the video. I'll be back tomorrow for a wildcard / best free hit draft for game week 29, which it might be really relevant to lots of people out there. I'm not sure. If your team looks like a basket case, maybe it is. And we'll talk through that tomorrow. And before you go, if you haven't already, please smash that subscribe button to help me get to 1,000 subs as quickly as possible. Thanks for joining. That's been the D Unit.